Blog Talk Radio.
Real gon' recognize, real gon' recognize, real gon' recognize, real, real. Phony gon' recognize, still, still, I reckon I will.
Like we always do with this time, I go for mine, I get to shine. Now throw your hands up in the sky. I go for mine, I get to shine. Now throw your hands up in the sky.
KIRP radio show. Welcome to this Sunday, 4/17/2011. It is 8:03 p.m. and we are back doing it live. Y'all know how we do, man. KIRP radio show. Always giving shouts out to everybody. Normally I come on and said it's been quite a week, but it's definitely been quite a week, and it was definitely quite a Saturday for a lot of folks out there. Got to give a special shout out to all the survivors of these horrific storms that came about. And just here in North Carolina, they took 22 lives. You know, 22 people died. You know, several children, several adults. A lot of homes destroyed. A lot of things going on. So, you know, shout out to everybody out there, man, who was holding it down, really trying to make it through the storm. It was crazy. It came real fast. I think a lot of people weren't really prepared for it. I know I wasn't prepared for it at all. You know, I was doing my regular Saturday routine. You know what I mean? Just doing my regular thing. And all of a sudden, you know, the wife and the kids and everybody start coming to the basement. And I'm like, yo, what's going on? They're like, is a tornado around? There's a couple of tornadoes. And it went from 2 to 3 to 4 to 5 to 10. Up to 71, I think I was corrected on the last count, and I didn't verify that. I know my last weather report was like 50, I think 51 or 61 tornadoes or something around, somewhere around there, but either tornadoes or tornado force wind. And it was real crazy Saturday, man. So sad day in the Carolinas, you know, A lot of people all over Facebook land and Twitter land were saying, I hope my family's okay. I hope my friends are okay, my college buddies, you know, this, that, and the other. And it got very interesting very fast. So all I can say, man, is much love to everybody out there who, you know, who went through this thing. Much love to everybody who made it out. God is with you, man. That's all I can tell you, folks. If you didn't know about praying before, or if you didn't have a prayer life before, look at some of those videos and look at where those storms were and how close they were to your homes. And really, I mean, really check that out, because, I mean, hey, let's face it. It was fate versus God's will, I guess. So, you know, your destiny was to be determined. All you could really do was sit there and take cover and wait and see what would happen. So, you know, very sad day in the Carolinas, man. Shout out to everybody who survived that, you know, who's still going strong. Just know, if I can find any inspiration out of this thing, is that you're still alive. You may not have what you had yesterday, but one thing that you have that a lot of folks don't have, you still have your soul, you still have your life, you're still alive today to keep living, to even possibly correct somewhere you may have went wrong. So I don't know if we can find anything out of that. You know, that's one thing that we can all look up to, is that we're still alive. So, you know, big up to everybody who's still living, man. You know, my heart goes out to you. I can't even begin to explain what you're going through. I don't know. I really don't know. My heart's out to you. Shout outs to everybody over there at the Frederick Douglass Foundation. Y'all know every week, got to give a shout out to the Frederick Douglass Foundation of North Carolina, South Carolina, all over, man, all over. Special shout out to the FDF of New York. Aisha, we see you, baby. You're doing big things. Love what you're doing. Yo, your Tea Party speech is crazy. Let me just say, so everybody, if you get a chance, you know, hit us up on Facebook. It's facebook.com/KRRP Radio Show. You'll see a speech on there. It says Aisha Croix, 2011, Rochester, New York, Tax Day Tea Party speech. Check that out. It's about roughly 13, almost 14 minutes, right at 14 minutes. So it's definitely not a waste of your time. Check that out. You know, show us some love. If you like it, you like it. If you don't, let her know. You know what I mean? You know, we're going to move on the show. This is going to be a different show. And this show is going to be on... I guess we should have changed the intro, because the show's on legalizing it. As Bob say, legalize it. So the show's on legalizing it, and we're talking about a few things. We're talking about legalizing drugs. You know, should it be legal marijuana? Should it be legal? Should crack be legal? Should it be socialized? Should the government really control it? Outside of conspiracy theories, should the government actually legalize it and control it better? Some folks believe that we have a better shot if drugs were controlled versus uncontrolled. So if it was legal versus illegal, some folks believe that we have a better shot and we will win the battle on drugs, and some say the war on drugs. So, you know, we're talking about that. We're also talking about should prostitution, the oldest profession in the world, prostitution. Should prostitution be legal across the board? I don't know. You know, there's a lot to say about that. Can we actually treat prostitution like cigarettes? I don't know. I don't know if we can treat prostitution like cigarettes. But anyway, you know, we're talking about that. Can prostitution be legal? And last but not least, I want to introduce a group to you all that a lot of people probably don't know about. And they probably going to get at me after this, but I entertain the idea. I hope they get at me. I'm looking for a phone call, some mail. We can do a press conference. We can take it to the street. Whatever you want to do, I'll ride on this solo. I'm pretty sure I have some riders with me, but I would definitely ride on this one solo. We're talking about the NAMBLA organization. That's NAMBLA. If you don't know what that is, I challenge you all to So Google it. Google NAMBLA. Actually, I'll give you the web address. Let me show them some love, since they're always talking about love. Let me show them some male love. www.NAMBLA.org. NAMBLA.org. Now, there's a disclaimer, just to tell you a little bit who they are. There's a disclaimer on their page, right under their website. You know, they got the www.NAMBLA.org on their page at the very top or whatever, in this nice little circle. And let me quote to you what their slogan says. The online voice of the North American Man / Boy Love Association. Pause for a minute so y'all can take that in. The online voice of the North American Man Boy Love Association. What do y'all think that is? Just think to yourself for a minute. The Man Boy Love Association. What in the world could that be? A lot of people hit me up and say, P, what's NAMBLA? What's NAMBLA? What's NAMBLA? I'm like, hey, y'all should Google it. You know, I'm not going to tell you who they are yet, but, you know, before it was all over, I end up saying who they were anyway. You know, that's just how it is. But NAMBLA, different group of people. These people actually believe that it's okay for a child and a grown man to establish a sexual relationship. Let that soak in for a minute. These people actually believe that it's okay for a man and a boy to establish a sexual relationship. Y'all hear me, dude? Is it just me that's bugging out on this issue? This is actually a legal organization. NAMBLA. So I go to NAMBLA. And I start doing my research. When I first read about this, shout out to Kevin Daniels, Frederick Douglass Foundation, North Carolina. He put me on this a few months ago, and it took me a few months to get my studies together and start talking about it. But NAMBLA, let me read their welcome off to you. It says, welcome. The North American Man Boy Love Association was formed in 1978. It was inspired by the success of a campaign based in Boston's gay community to defend against a local witch hunt. Here are their goals, okay? This will tell you exactly who they are. They're child molesters, for who don't know. Nothing but child molesters. They have no morals. I know they got their morals listed and their code of conduct and this, that, and the third. And they say that they condemn sexual abuse in all forms and of coercion, I think, and you know, blah, 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 blah. But here are their goals, man. Just their goals tell you who they are. Their goals are, well, first it says, NAMBLA goals is to extend the extreme of oppression of men and boys in a mutually consensual relationship by building understanding and supporting for such relationships. Yo, just I got three more to read, but just number one, are you out of your freaking mind? I mean, just number one, building understanding and support for such relationships. They're telling you right there that they agree with it. They're down with it. We fit. We understand. You know what I mean? They support. They're all for 8-year-olds and 48-year-olds getting together. Or 10-year-olds and 25-year-olds getting together as a relationship. In a relationship. They support this. I don't understand. Like, I'm speechless on the issue because I don't understand how somebody in their right mind could go for this. Who in their right mind could go for this? Who in the hell supports this? I want to know, and it's my goal, and I'm set out to do it. I'm going to find out because there are always some. Rest assured, there are always some political figures. There are always some businessmen. Maybe some sports figures, maybe some socialites. There are always these freaking wackos and these weirdos that support this kind of nonsense. Number two, educating the general public on the benevolent nature of man void. Now they want to educate us on this. How in the hell can you educate me and make me understand that it's important or that it's logical for a man and a boy to get together? I don't understand that. I'm trying to figure, am I missing something? Now, I'm going to skip over number three because I'll be back to that. But number four says, supporting the liberation of persons of all ages from sexual prejudice, and oppression. Can't even talk straight. I'm so freaking pissed off. Supporting the liberation of persons of all ages from sexual prejudice and oppression. How in the hell are you oppressed because we telling you you can't screw these children? How are you oppressed because we tell you can't screw these little kids? You can't mess with little kids. You're not allowed to be a pedophile. How are you oppressed? I don't understand that. Quarter after, going to commercial, man. We'll be right back. If you're listening online, make sure you hit us up. And I want to hear your comments on this. Don't be scared to talk today. Hit us up. The number is 619-638-8559. Once again, that's 619-638-8559. Hit us up on the Facebook. Leave your comments. That's facebook.com/KRRP Radio Show. Go to my personal page. Look me up, man. Pudgy Miller. You can hit us up on Twitter at NC Pudgy. That's me. Or at KRRP Radio Show. You can hit us up on the radio show. Do whatever. I want to hear your thoughts on this, man, because it's crazy. I think you got to be out of your cotton picking mind for anybody to be feeling this. Go into commercial, man. We'll be right back after these messages.
Heat messing up in this winter. Is the snow just getting on your last daggone nerves? Are you cold and you got to put on a snuggie in the house? That's not comfortable. No, it's not comfortable. Are you a grown man wearing your wife's footies? Are they pink? You scared to go check your mailbox with your wife's footies on and as cold as it is inside as it is outside? Well, I'll tell you what you do. If you're looking for a friend, contact Riley Heating and Cooling. If your ductwork needs a facelift, Riley Heating and Cooling will facelift your ductwork. Are you getting the most for your dollar? If you're not, Riley Heating and Cooling will make sure you get the most for your dollar. Ask about their 5-point inspection service. They have trained professionals that offers 25 years of experience. To contact Riley Heating and Cooling, call 336-263-5111. Again, that's 336-263-5111, and you'll find a friend at Riley Heating and Cooling. Do you have a garage full of old junk? At least you think it's old junk. How about a storage that you've been paying the bill on for so long and you've just been moving stuff into and you're ready to get rid of it when you look at it all the time? Well, if you do, make sure you contact Faulkner's Antiques before you throw it away. Again, that's Faulkner's Antiques out of Burlington, North Carolina. Faulkner's will pay you top dollar for estates, sterling, old furniture, pottery, signs, old toys, and etc. Faulkner's Antiques, they specialize in some of the most prolific antiques in this part of Eastern North Carolina or the USA. So make sure you contact Wayne Prophet at Faulkner's Antiques, 336-214-6427. Again, that's Wayne Prophet. That's the man you want to talk to at Faulkner's Antiques, 336-214-6427. And if you get a hold of Wayne, guess what? He'll come to you free of charge. And if you can't get to him at that number, make sure you dial this other number, 336-675-4897. And don't forget, Wayne Prophet at Faulkner's Antiques says, don't forget the reason for the season.
Yeah, we back. KRRP Radio Show, WMMG, home of the KRRP Radio Show. For any hip-hop artists out there, any country artists, any R&B, if you do spoken word, send us your work, WMMG500@gmail.com. Let me say it clear when I'm not laughing, trying to drink juice and talk at the same time. WMMG500@gmail.com. Send us an email with your work. Maybe you know some hip-hop artists. Maybe you know some rap artists, some country artists. Do whatever, man. We're trying to put the catalog together. Pretty soon we're going to start the show. Look, it's looking like the summer. We're going to start the music show. You know, we're going to have the country station. And, you know, we got a little bit of everything. So we're doing this for independent artists, man. I think we got a catalog of somewhere between at least 300 to about between five and six or 700 songs right now. We need somewhere around 2,000 before we can go live. So send the music in, man. It's coming by the multitude. We will make sure we play your music, but it need be radio quality. I don't care about the language. We can Google the language out, or we can play it, and whoever don't like it don't have to listen. But it needs to be radio quality, or you get no play. No play at all. Shout out to FDF International, tfdf.org, or go to the North Carolina site, fdfnc.org. That's the Frederick Douglass Foundation. They doing big things. I'm a proud member of the Frederick Douglass Foundation, and we do what it do, man. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody out there. Look, I was at the Goodwill today, y'all, right? Yeah, I shop at the Goodwill. You ain't know? Anyway, I was at the Goodwill today, and I forget what I was looking for at the time. Oh, I was dropping some clothes off, and then I was in there looking for something. I can't remember. I was looking at some books. I probably picked up like 10 to 15 books, brought them to the crib. You know, they like a dollar a piece, and, you know, hey, I like to read. So anyway, I picked up some books on some dinosaurs and picked up some financial literacy books and, you know, picked up a couple novels and, you know, a few more things. And I met this guy. He was looking at some suits. And for the life of me, I can't remember the gentleman's name. I'm sorry. I apologize if you're listening, sir, which I'm sure you are. And I appreciate the conversation. But it's enlightening to meet somebody, to walk up on some. This is when you know you're doing something right. You know, when you walk up on somebody and you introduce yourself and you open your mouth and speak, because we ain't doing no conversation abortion around here. That's something you got to get with me on, that word, conversation abortion. Think about that for a minute. Put it in the back of your brain. Let it marinate. Let it simmer, stimulate. That's something. It's a term I came up with for all you too uppity or some of you too uppity Republicans and some of you too uppity Democrats. I've been in some of your groups, and I see how you are, scared to open your mouth. I'm getting at you, by the way. I told you who I am, and it is what it is. But some of you all who are too uppity to speak, you ain't going to change nothing if you can't open your mouth. And shout out to my man, Tim Johnson, Dr. Tim Johnson, Major Tim Johnson, formerly Sergeant Tim Johnson. Call him what you want, or you can call him the Vice President of the Republican Party. That's my man, Tim Johnson. Shout out to Timothy Johnson, who said something very important in a town hall meeting in Durham just last week, I believe it was there. He said these words, and I quote, almost quote, pretty close, but anyway, I quote, "Don't go into politics or don't pick the political profession if you're not a people person, man." Come on, people, wake up. How you going to go into a field where you got to kiss babies, shake hands, and kiss ass, and you don't even want to say hello? You don't even want to speak to people. You can't even open your mouth. You got to get past who you are and yourself and what you got in your bank account and start opening your mouths and start speaking to everybody, all right? But anyway, that's a whole other topic. We're talking about legalize it. I need some Bob Marley in the background. Legalize it. We're talking about legalizing it, man, and there's a few things that we're talking about legalizing. One thing is we're talking about the legalization of drugs. Would we be a better United States if we legalized drugs? Would we have better communities? Could we organize it better? Could we control it better? Would the legal structure be so bad if drugs were legal? We're also talking about legalizing prostitution. Now, hold up. Before I go any further, let me tell you guys, this is just for conversation. These are topics that float around and people don't like to talk about them, and that's the importance of my show. We talk about the issues that nobody want to talk about, and I'm going to keep it 100% real about it. I always keep it real about it, whether it's popular or not. That's my job. That's what I do, and I feel like I'm enlightening someone out there somewhere, and I hope I'm bridging the gap between a certain class of people. But anyway, we're talking about legalizing it, and should prostitution be legal? I say no. Some people say yes. That's just my personal feeling. Like I said, we just talk about it for the sake of conversation. You know, Vegas does it, or not Vegas, but somewhere out there in Nevada, they do it. I don't know where it is. I saw it on HBO. I probably shouldn't have been looking at it, but I was, and I'm grown, and I pay my own cable bill, and it ain't stolen. I wish it was stolen, because that's like $100-some I can keep every month. But anyway, we're talking about legalizing it, and so that we cover drugs. We're talking about prostitution, and pardon me, something that I'm talking about right now is a group called NAMBLA. NAMBLA.org. NAMBLA.org. If you don't know, now you know. And you need to know who these people are and what they represent, because I guarantee you, some of these people have some powerful, powerful, powerful friends. And they have a powerful agenda, and they want to expand and get their agenda across. And here's the thing, like, these people believe that a man and a boy relationship should be allowed. Understand when I say this, a man and a boy's relationship should be allowed. That's what NAMBLA represents. That's what they think. That's what they say. So I want to know how you feel. I want to know how, you know, what the streets talking about. What are people talking about online? You know what I mean? If you want to hit us up, the number is 619-638-8559. Send us a message on Twitter. That's @ KRP Radio Show. Or you can hit me up. Add us, matter of fact. Add us. Get your Twitters out. Make sure you add us. My personal address is @NCPudgy. The show is @KRP Radio Show. Add us. Give us your opinion, what you think about it. Hit us up on the Facebook. Let us know what you think about it. I've posted several topics about it. Maybe people will speak on it. Maybe they won't. I've noticed that I have a boatload of people that listen to the show, and people don't like to comment. I think they like to sit back and wait for me to mess up, but that's cool. I can dig that. There's not a lot of callers on by phone right now. It's looking like maybe 25, 30 callers by phone right now, and that's cool. People get on late, and it's playoff time. I can dig it. But the show must go on. And NAMBLA. Now, just a few minutes ago, I read off NAMBLA's goals. And, you know, their welcome address is, you know, we are the North American Man-Boy Love Association, NAMBLA. They were founded in 1978, and it was inspired by a success of a campaign based in Boston's gay community to defend against a local witch hunt. You got to Google that, man. I'm not going to go into all that. That's just the history of the organization, and I can't stand it that it evolved just from a court case of forget about who it was or what they were. But anyway, here's NAMBLA's goals. Their goal is to put an end to legalized gay kids. Put an end to us believing that men and boys should not be a couple and cannot be a couple, and it's not right for them to be a couple. If there's anything that the government must control, I am 1,000,000% for this one. 1,000,000% for this one. Those laws we need to protect our babies. I don't believe that no man and a boy should be in a relationship intimately. I think that's hogwash. That's just ridiculous. It's stupid. It's crazy. It's ignorant. It's amazing that anybody would ever believe that or accept that or want society to accept it. I mean, it's absolutely crazy. But here's something that I tie to a topic that we have going on. And I've read several things on NAMBLA, and I found out that they would love for one particular law to pass to help their agenda. Now, number one, I read of their goals. NAMBLA says building understanding and support for such relationships. Their goal is to end extreme oppression of men and boys in mutually consensual sexual relationships by, number one, building understanding and support for such relationships. Number two, educating the general public on the violent nature of man-boy love. Skip number three. And number four is supporting the liberation of persons of all ages from sexual prejudice and oppression. Now, number three is the one, here's a stickler, right? Here's the one you got to really worry about, because, you know, a couple of bills that the president passed, a couple of laws that the states passed, kind of go with their number three. And this is the one that they really stick on, because the other ones can't be persuaded. They can either persuade you to believe it. If you already support them, it's a go. So you can either go with them or not on these other three topics that I read off. But this one right here, this kind of gets tricky in the legal sector, because number three is cooperating with lesbian, gay, feminist, and other liberation movements. Understand how powerful that is. They say cooperating with lesbian, gay, feminist, and other liberation movements. That's the tricky part. Because we know right now there's some things that are going on where, frankly, a lot of people believe that two men or two women should be, can be, and the government should allow them to get married. If it weren't so, the Don't Ask, Don't Tell bill wouldn't have been passed. Some states wouldn't approve same-sex marriages. So if this thing goes national, across the board, across all lands, one of Nebula's goals have been accomplished. So you got to understand, when you start passing things that are untraditional, there are other people and other entities that are going to benefit from those type of laws. If it was up to me, I wouldn't pass either one of them. I don't support, let me be real clear, okay? Because I know a lot of lesbian people. Shout out to y'all, all my lesbian homies out there, all my gay homies out there. It is what it is. I don't dislike you. But I don't believe that you should get married. I don't believe that it should be, let me be clear. I don't believe that it should be legalized. I don't believe that the law should be changed for you to get married. No more. And I'm not comparing you all to these freaks right here, but no more than I believe Nebula should be legal. Personally, and I know it's freedom of speech, but I don't even believe they should be around. The government can't do it, but us parents can do it. We should go in on people like this. I mean, we should be doing things to prevent this from happening. But if you don't know, you don't know. So all we can do is make sure the laws that organizations like this support don't get surpassed or don't get passed. You know, I don't know how many times. I don't know how many times it's got to be said, and it seems it's got to be a sickness, man. You know, it's got to be a sickness thing. Something wrong with your head, something going on where, I don't know, something not ticking right. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know where to go. I don't even know where to go with it. I don't know what the job is. I don't know what we need to do to make people understand that. And I see where they're going. Like, the angle they're taking is free. They're taking liberation, free. Liberation, free oppression. They're taking that angle. And trying to run with it in comparison to a man and a grown ass man and a child, a little boy, they're taking that angle and adding liberation with it, and in the name of liberation and rights and civility and human rights, they're taking that angle and trying to put the two together, and it just does not make sense to me. There's no way in the world that this could go on. Got an email right here. And I've been trying to get it up for the last couple of seconds, but I got an email right here from Virginia. I won't read your last name, Virginia, but it says Virginia. Virginia says, Pudgy, you got to be crazy for even reading over a topic like this, for even introducing a topic like this. Why would you even introduce something like this to the general public? Why would you choose to have a show like this about an issue like this, unless you secretly maybe support something of that nature? Ha, 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 LOL. I don't believe you secretly support something like this, but I do wonder, why would you bring something like this to the forefront? Do you bring it to the forefront for us to learn more about it, for us to speak out about it, or what? Please enlighten me. Well, Virginia, I'm going to say it like this. You got to be out of your freaking mind to think that I would support something like this. You know what? I ain't going to answer you. You're ignorant. Going to a caller out of the 678. Caller, you are on the line with me. You're the only 678 caller. Who am I speaking with? Hello, you are with me. Maybe you don't want to talk. That's fine. If you hit the one, folks, that lets me know that you want to talk. Going to another caller here out of the 25. Tizzle, 252, you're on the air with me. Who's this? 252, you're on the air. Who is this? Okay, maybe they didn't know either. But anyway, show must goes on. So if you hit the one, folks, that lets me know that you want to talk. If you're online, hit us up, 619-638-8559. The website is www.krpradioshow. And if you want to hit us up on Facebook, it's facebook.com/KRP Radio Show. Or find me, Pudgy Miller. Leave your comment. And I got a comment right here from Kevin Watkins. Kevin is an avid supporter. We always go back and forth about this. Normally he's supporting. When we don't agree, it's all good too. I appreciate you coming through. Just for those who are logging in late, I see quite a few people logging on right now. The show and the topic is on legalizing it. We're talking about drugs, talking about prostitution. Up first was a group called NAMBLA. We're talking about NAMBLA. NAMBLA is an organization that believes in man-boy love. Simply, they believe that men and boys should be men and boys should be able to have a relationship, a consensual relationship. They believe that an 8-year-old has the ability to say, hey, I want to date that 48-year-old man, and I want to have sexual intercourse with him, when I believe most 8-year-olds don't even know they have any damn toes. But anyway, Kevin Watkins says this: I've been a member of NORML, and I believe weed should be legal and taxed the same as alcohol. As far as NAMBLA, I will ride on your hood if you ride against these fools. Kevin goes on to say, NAMBLA is so wrong in so many ways. He says, making weed legal, control the taxes, will lead to more money flowing into our economy and hopefully make it easier to keep kids in. But also her cartel, so I see it as a negative. The solution to being controlled is control. So this control can get someone to hurt women. That is definitely a different approach. Kevin, I can say that I don't agree with prostitution. I understand where you're coming from. On the prostitution issue, here's something that gets me, right? We got prostitutes. We got pimps. We got pimping prostitutes. We got prostitutes and pimp. I mean, and it's like right there out in the open. But in my mind, it's almost allowed by the police. It's allowed by those that control the police structure. You rarely see someone caught for prostitution. I go to court a lot. I can't really say. I just listened to the little doubt factor. Looked up the see how many people were prosecuted for prostitution or crime or court. What do you know? Didn't get to the detective, but I did it. Maybe people should be listening. I don't know. Another comment here on the Uber mail. Hell yeah, prostitution should be legal. If it was me, I would buy a prostitute every day. It's cheaper than buying a prostitute and taking some of these no good women out on dates. I can't read that comment. I'm sorry, folks. I'm trying to go through. Okay, well, that's enough of that. You kind of went on the rampage there. That's on the Uber mail. No comment, caller. No comment on that. Moving on to drugs, man. Right now, it seems that marijuana is. Let me just put it out here like that. I believe everybody getting smoked today. Definitely the kids. Here's my challenge to the parents. Hit me up, krpradioshow@gmail.com. I got drug tests for you. If you got a kid that plays sports, if you got a kid that you buy a car for, that you pay for, that's living under your roof, some people say that it would be disrespectful to my child to drug test them. I'm here to tell you that most kids today are smoking. Most teenage kids are getting smoked. They rolling blunts. They ain't smoking joints no more. They smoking every day, 10 times a day, with sometimes with their own parents. You know, I've seen intervention where kids are getting high with their own parents. And that's a sad thing, man. It's a sad thing, but I've heard parents say that I would rather them do it with me than do it out in the street. I've heard some other parents say that I would kill my child quicker than I would allow him to get high. I'll tell y'all through experience. Cigarettes is a gateway drug, for those who didn't know. I know it's a shock. Cigarettes is a gateway drug. For you who don't know, most people, the stats say, sorry, I got to get my paper together here. I don't have my percentages. The stats say you are more likely to smoke, you're more likely to use a drug if you smoke cigarettes than not. And I didn't get the numbers. See, I did the show by myself, prepared by myself, and I wasn't quite ready for what I wanted to say. But there's a few things going on with the drugs and in the drug sector. You got California, who's legalizing it to a certain extent with medical marijuana. Now, I don't know about y'all, but Snoop Dogg said he got glaucoma. Now, I'm not laughing at the fact that the man having glaucoma. I'm not laughing at that at all because, you know, maybe he has cataracts. I don't know. Cataracts in the eyes, glaucoma. I don't know what he says he has. But anyway, Snoop Dogg gets a prescription for medical marijuana. Snoop D-O-double Stay Smoky Low IG. Snoop Dogg get a prescription for marijuana. I'm going to go to a commercial and I'll come back and we're going to talk about some drugs and I'm going to put out a few facts out there. Shout out to my people over there at Thump Records. Thump Records, the most prolific record label independently on the West Coast. So look up thumprecords.com for everybody out there who's looking for independent deals. Hit up Thump Records, thumprecords.com. Hit them up. They got a little section on there where you can send them an email or contact them. Thump Records will respond to you all. Anybody out there who's doing music, don't matter what you do, hit up Thump Records. They will get back with you. They'll send you an email. They'll respond to you. They'll ask for your demo maybe. They're still taking demos, and Thump Records does listen to demos. I've worked for Thump Records through Universal Records, so I know what I'm talking about. ThumpRecords.com. Hit them up. Let them know the KRRP radio show told you to hit them up, baby. One love.
Have you ever been in a situation where you wanted to, I don't know, let's say you felt like you wanted to do something special, or maybe you felt empty in life. Maybe you got a lot of free time on your hands and you want to do something for your community. Maybe there's a lot of things going on. There are a lot of things going on in government today. But maybe there's some things that's going on that you feel so strongly about, or some things that you've always stood for and that you feel like you need to speak about, or maybe be around people who feel the same way that you do. Here's what you do if you feel like that. I got some advice for you, some very valuable advice. I want you to, if you're a web-based person and you're always surfing on the net and you get bored on the net with all this blah, 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 with the Facebooks and the MySpaces and the blogs, and you get sick of that junk. Here's what you do if you want some truth and some real information. At least that's what I get from this organization. I would like to introduce to you the Frederick Douglass Foundation of worldwide and of North Carolina. Log on to www.tfdf.org. Or if you're in North Carolina, I don't care if you're anywhere in the world. Log on to the North Carolina site because you get two different views. You get more information. There's links to click on there. There's stuff to agree with. There's stuff to disagree with. And here's the thing that I love about these organizations or this one organization and both these websites. You have the ability to click on a website and you can talk to the director of the Frederick Douglass Foundation or the presidents of these organizations, and they'll get right back with you. That's the thing. That's what I love about this organization. The name of the organization, if you don't know by now or if you didn't catch it by now, is called the Frederick Douglass Foundation. Their core pillars of the foundation is being devoted Christians, proud Americans and active Republicans. They believe in the sanctity of human life and protection of the traditional marriage. The founder of the Frederick Douglass Organization, the founders, is Dean Nelson, who acts as the vice chairman of the Frederick Douglass Foundation. It's Timothy F. Johnson, chairman of the Frederick Douglass Foundation, and Troy Rowling, secretary general of the Frederick Douglass Foundation. Here's some
real gon' rap.
Hey, if it's Wednesday night at 9:30 p.m. and you got nothing to do, I want you to make some time. Grab your slippers, get your robe on, get some comfortable clothes on, leave your rollers in your hair, and get cozy, real cozy, with a drink and your computer. If you've ever been to a coffee shop before, this is a coffee shop you've never seen before, right in the comfort of your own home. Late Night Mike, every Wednesday night at 9:30 p.m., starring your host, Katrina Watkins, poet extraordinaire, and the host Act Right, my man holds it down for purely poetic Late Night Mike poetry show. Hey, if you wanted some good poetry in your life, make sure you log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/purely-poetic.
Do you have a garage full of old junk? At least you think it's old junk. How about a storage that you've been paying the bill on for so long and you've just been moving stuff into and you're ready to get rid of it when you look at it all the time? Well, if you do, make sure you contact Faulkner's Antiques before you throw it away. Again, that's Faulkner's Antiques out of Burlington, North Carolina. Faulkner's will pay you top dollar for estates, sterling, old furniture, pottery, signs, old toys, and etc. Faulkner's Antiques, they specialize in some of the most prolific antiques in this part of Eastern North Carolina or the USA. So make sure you contact Wayne Prophet at Faulkner's Antiques, 336-214-6427. Again, that's Wayne Prophet. That's the man you want to talk to at Faulkner's Antiques, 336-214-6427. And if you get a hold of Wayne, guess what? He'll come to you free of charge. And if you can't get to him at that number, make sure you dial this other number, 336-675-4897. And don't forget, Wayne Prophet at Faulkner's Antiques says, don't forget the reason for the season.
Yeah, KRRP radio show.
It was all good just a week ago. Niggas feel they sell, and they watch the stone drop. They kill they sell. What niggas gonna do, ho? This a new crap on a new soul. I'm in two though. True that. They're telling me you back. Like a nigga ever left about this bitch.
Gotta give a shout out to my folks over there at SoundsBeat.com. And, gotta show a lot of love to my folks over there at SoundChew.com. You know, they present the weather report. They sponsor the weather report, which we're not going to read off right this minute. But we're going to get some callers here in just a second. I see a lot of people have logged on there for a second. Maybe I pissed somebody off. Still people not hitting the ones, but that's okay. So anyway, we're talking about legalizing it, baby. Talking about legalizing it. I don't know what you've been told, but everybody getting high today. So if you got some kids out there that's in school, my advice to you, I understand you trust them. I can dig that. I understand you love them. I can dig that. I can understand you respect them. I can dig that too. But drug test your youngins, because if they're driving cars that you pay for, if they're living under a roof that you pay for, I think it would be a good idea to drug test them, especially if you expect it. I'm not saying that all teenagers should be drug tested. Not at all, by no means. I'm saying that there's a possibility that your child may be smoking. Here's a study. Check this out. It's a survey of 46,000-plus students from 396 schools, y'all. 46,000 kids from almost 400 schools. And they found that 16% of 8th graders, I'm not talking about like 16, 17-year-olds or even 18-year-olds yet. We're talking about 12, 13, 14-year-old kids. But 16% of 8th graders admitted to using marijuana, up to like 15%. More than 21% of high school seniors, now we're talking about the 17 and 18-year-old kids, but more than 21% of high school seniors aged 17 and 18 said that they used marijuana in the past 30 days, while 19% said they smoked cigarettes. Now, I don't know if y'all really heard what I just said or understood what I just said or know where I was coming from, but maybe you didn't catch it. What I just said, basically, without reading the stats again, is that more kids in high school smoke weed than cigarettes. Go figure that. Now, if marijuana is illegal, I'm not even going to go there. That's for them other radio stations. That's for them BS radio stations out there. I already know. I'm from the hood. I know better. I know better, and I know that they get it. People talking about other radio stations would have said it. I almost slipped into that too, man. I have a different side of media in me that I do. That's a little bit more straightforward and a little bit more proper than what I'm being right now. But anyway, this is my show right here, and I do this the way I want to do this. I'm gonna tell you straight up. Another show would have said where they getting it from. We know where they getting it from. Their homeboys at school, homegirls, round away from a partner of theirs, they know where to go buy it. I mean, hell, you can look around and know where to go buy it. You don't even have to live anywhere long and know where to go buy it. You know, like I told a cop one time that did a roadblock on a Monday night now. Who's on the road for Monday night? I'm taking one of my employees home, right? We work late. I'm taking one of my employees home, and I get pulled over for a traffic stop. So the street that they did the traffic stop on, I'm like, you know, I got no problem giving you my stuff, but, you know, we're tired. So traffic is slow. And so I asked the officers, you know, did something happen, or, you know, are y'all looking for something, or, you know, what's going on? Can I be of assistance to you or whatnot? Because I knew the time. And he go, no, it's just a random stop. I said, man, you two blocks from where they sell dope at. Look, you see them dudes standing out right there? They probably, don't y'all know it's the worst neighborhood in the city? Yeah, we know. I'm like, I know y'all know, because I don't even live in here a month and I know. Do you know what I'm saying? Why y'all messing with me? So, anyway, they brushed that off. They just want to get the people that can pay the bills and that will pay the taxes, not those folks that are really breaking the law. So, in essence, what I'm saying to you is, if marijuana is going to always be around, and most people don't really consider it breaking the law, so to speak, until you get caught with it, why is it not legal? Going to a caller out of the 864. Caller, you on the line out of the 864. What up?
What's going on?
Hey, what's going on, E? How you, brother?
Man, I didn't think you were going to answer the phone.
Yeah, man, I'm sorry, man. I get long-winded sometimes. You know they say I talk a lot.
All right, what's up, man? So what's the question? What are we talking about?
Hey, man, we're talking about legalizing it. You know, Bob said legalize it, so we trying to figure, should it be legal? Should marijuana be legal?
Oh, I don't know about that one, man. I got mixed views on that one.
It's tough, right? I know it's tough. It is tough.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those situations where, you know, like the numbers you just threw across, people going to get it anyway. You know what I'm saying? So are they really doing anything for it not being legal? I mean, would the numbers really change if it was legal? You know what I mean?
Right.
Because they're going to get it regardless, and I don't know. Like you said, the high school kids, they're going to, if they really want it, they know somebody, somebody or whatever, they're going to get it regardless, legal or not, you know?
Right.
So what you think? I mean, what car you running? I mean, what's your opinion on it?
You know what, man? Here's why I say no, right? Here's why I say no. If you look at it from a standpoint and a legal standpoint, you could easily say, yeah, marijuana should be legal because we could control it better. We should be able to grow it. People go to jail, mm-hmm. and it's a plant. But like,
mm-hmm.
here's what a lot of people don't look at the fact that it may be illegal, but what's put on it? I mean, it may be a plant, but what's put on it? What is sprayed?
Well, I feel you.
You know what I mean? What
yeah,
is sprayed with? It's not natural. You know what I mean? That's
yeah.
not a natural plant. Being addicted to anything is not a good thing.
I feel you, because it's not like what you basically say the old school weed or whatever. Is that the right term for it? Nah. It's basically like a drug now. After, like you say, after they chemically destroyed it or whatever, it's not
yeah.
just like the regular weed out the ground no more.
Nah, it's way past. Let me put this out here real quick because I'm probably gonna run for some kind of office. So let me put this out here real quick. I smoke weed. Hey, look, I smoke weed, and I smoked a lot of it, and I inhaled a whole lot of times. I'm not finna go on the Bill Clinton thing. Yeah, I smoked, but I didn't inhale. I ain't finna go on that. I ain't finna do the Obama thing. Yeah, I smoked a little bit, and I inhaled. That was the point of – Obama said that was the point of it. Listen, I smoked a lot of weed. I rolled a lot of blunts. I rolled a lot of joints. I shared it, shotgunned it, smoked it, sold it. I used to – weed was my thing for a couple
mm-hmm.
years out of my life. You know what I mean? But thank God I wised up, and I know – I've seen people that we call crackheads for weed.
I feel that.
Because their dependency on it is so high. So that's why I can't really go for the fact of making it legal for everybody to get. It's almost like that because medical marijuana is legal for adults where they're not legal for children. We can't go.
I was just saying now a little bit on the last part.
Oh, yeah, we can control it. All right, I was trying to do the same thing. Let me ask you this. Here's a little different one. What do you think about prostitution? Should prostitution be legal?
I'm having problems hearing you.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm just having problems hearing you a little.
Okay, how about now? Is that better?
Okay, let's try that. What was your question?
Prostitution. Should prostitution be legal?
Oh, no. No, man. You get too many of these young people the motivation to go get the money that way. You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying?
Right.
I just don't – I really don't agree with that way. That'll sway them from the educational side of things and go get the quick buck now without no, you know, without no retirement type plan, you know. So I definitely can't go for that one.
But I mean, to an extent, though, if you look at it to a certain degree, it's almost not looked at though. Like a lot of people aren't getting arrested for prostitution anymore, and we know it exists. At least I don't believe. Am I missing something? I mean, do you see it? Do you see it a lot? Do you think it's an accepted behavior in society?
I mean, basically, like in certain areas, certain towns, and I won't really want to say, you know, call nobody a particular area out, but I've seen where certain polices know the women that's working the certain strips and just let them keep rocking. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because they regulars and they know it. And they know, you know what I'm saying, they know when they go down the street or when they make the round around the corner that they're going to be right back out. They pimp going to bail them out or whatever, or one of their girls going to bail them out. And it's just like a revolving door, man. They in at 12, out by 6.
Mm.
And once the situation gets so redundant, man, they get to where, man, I'm going to worry about something else because this right here is something I ain't going to be able to stop.
Right, something they can't control. I mean – ain't like they can put a meter on it.
It's like roaches, man. You put her in jail, two more come out, you know? I'm just saying, man. It's a depression.
God.
Not depression, but I'm saying it's a recession out here, you know. You know, it's just people resorting to, you know, situations that are not very looked upon in the right, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's the oldest profession in the book. So, I mean, I think that stop. But what about what is the invasion? I don't know if you know, but the city out there, Vegas is not a way. That's legalized. Have plenty of people out there and this number.
I'm having problems hearing you again.
Okay, I'll make your phone break up in one spot.
Nah, I hear you good.
Okay, well, yeah, I was talking about there's a city out in Nevada that legalizes prostitution.
Uh-huh.
And do you know where that is, or do you know anything about that? I mean, does that work? And how do they tax it?
I don't know exactly how it's taxed, but for the fact that that particular area is legal without the fact of the women have to worry about covering their backs, hiding, or whatever, you know, it's not looked upon in a bad way for the fact of it's legal in that area.
Right.
Which I don't see no different between that and rolling down the block in D.C. or something. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But out there, since they so-called legalized it, they make it think, you know, like they, I don't know. It ain't frowned upon the same way it is in an area it's not legal, but they're doing the same thing. That's what I understand. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Here's my last conversation topic, E-Man. Now, this one is crazy to me. We're talking about NAMBLA. And I don't know if you've been listening to the show or if you're familiar. I hope you've listened to the show and you Googled them as well to at least read up on them and find out who these people are. Did you do that? Are you familiar with who they are, or did you at least Google it since you've been listening to the show?
I heard about it, but what exactly what's going on with that group?
Well, NAMBLA is an organization that believes it's okay for a man and a boy to have a sexual relationship.
A man and a boy?
Yeah, they are.
No, man, that can't be. Is that legal?
Well, I didn't think it's not legal because they're pushing for the same sex marriage to go through so they can use that as part of their.
A boy, that's considered statutory, right? I mean, what's the difference between that's basically like statutory or pedophiles, or how is that legal?
I don't think it is legal now, but they're looking to legalize it.
So basically, it's people within the certain organizations that are doing it. So how can, you know, basically, it's, okay, for example, you said their organization, they have websites or whatever. So I want to know why aren't this particular organization or place being investigated at this time before they worry about getting legalized. So they're not legal now, so basically what they're doing now is breaking the law.
Well,
you know,
that's the ultimate question. You know, I would like to find out who are members of this group. I'm definitely searching to find out who members of this group are. And if you just joined us, it's 619-638-8559, facebook.com/KRRP Radio Show on Facebook, or you can hit us up on Twitter @KRRP Radio Show @NC Pudgy. That's me. Hit us up on the phone lines just to listen if you like, 619-638-8559. As everybody know, and I've been getting some calls and some emails here saying that the signal was breaking up or something. I guess the reason is because of the hurricane and a lot of things that were tore up. I'm sorry, the tornadoes that North Carolina just had over the last couple of days. So if we break up, bear with us. We ain't going nowhere. The show must go on. We got 30 more minutes of the show. And you know, just hanging there with us. I appreciate your concerns. Back to what you're saying about these NAMBLA folks, though. Here's what I'm thinking. I want to find out who these people are, mm-hmm. where they are. Really and truthfully, I'd like to go to their doorstep so I can whoop on their ass. But I know that ain't possible to do that.
I mean, how can a grown man have a relationship with basically a boy, an underage boy, and feel it's okay? You know, boys of that age aren't in a position to think as a kid of age. So how can you put that in their head that these actions are okay? That's what I don't understand. So somebody needs to investigate these people, and this is illegal, man.
I think that's the key word you just said, and you said put that in their head, because an 8-year-old child knows nothing about their or anyone else's sexuality unless they're introduced to it.
Right.
No
basically,
way.
If these kids of that age, sorry to cut you off, but if these kids of that age, they maybe don't have a father figure. They probably in a position where they thinking they possibly owe this particular adult something. You know what I'm saying? Because they're obviously they can't have no foundation for a family or whatever to be in a situation like that. You understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So if this person is giving them shelter, maybe something to eat and clothes on their back, they're probably in a situation of being young, feeling obligated that whatever this person do to me or whatever is okay since, you know, I'm eating, I've got clothes on my back or whatever. And just basically, you know, it's a form of coercion in so many words.
Sure. You know what puzzles me is that, and now I think about it even more now since I've been researching this for the last few months than anything, but how many teachers are in this organization? How many counselors, coaches, political figures, how many people are down with this organization? How many people are secret members of this organization?
Oh, yeah. It's going to be figures that I bet they won't go public with. I bet you couldn't find a registry of these particular people as far as make it public, because they actually know that it's wrong. So I doubt ain't no way they would come out public with names and, you know, things of that sort.
Well, you know, my goal is to put pressure on them. I've been writing letters to these folks. I've not gotten a response. I actually wanted one of the representatives on this show to talk about why they felt they should legalize this man-boy love thing that they believe in. I don't even have a word for it, because I don't know how. It's like racism to me, right? I don't know how in the hell somebody can have in their own mind that they're superior because of their skin complexion. Just like I don't know how somebody could believe that a man and a boy could have a sexual relationship and it be okay and consensual.
Obviously, it has to be somebody that doesn't have a biological son or maybe of their own. You understand what I'm saying? To obviously see the pain of an actual, you know, person, you know, of their own go through that kind of, you know, traumatize a person like that. But maybe to get an outsider that's lost or whatever, they feel no remorse for them. You understand what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Here's something from their website. Now, listen to this. This is something I didn't read earlier, right? It says, now, they contradict themselves to me, but I guess it's not contradicting to them. If you go to their website, it's on the link that says, "Who are we?" They says, NAMBLA does not provide encouragement, referrals, or assistance for people seeking sexual contacts. They ain't going to hook you up. NAMBLA does not engage in any activity that violates the law, nor do we advocate. That's the key thing. Nor do we advocate that anyone else should do so. We call for fundamental reform of the laws regarding relations between youth and adults. Today, many thousands of men and boys are unjustly grounded into dysfunctional criminal justice system. Blindly, this system condemns consensual loving relationships between younger and older people. NAMBLA's prison approach. Oh my God. Nandala's prisoner program with limited resources worked to provide a humanity of some of those people that would like to be a part of this organization. Man, if that ain't the most craziest bull crap I ever heard of in my life.
The person that wrote that is I ain't gonna cuss like that, but I forgot we don't like that. They're out their damn mind.
It said Nambla said they say that they are a political. Here's the kicker now. Nambla's a political, civil rights, and educational organization. Legally, according to the U.S. Constitution, they can have a group like this.
No, man. If the country allows for an organization like this to prosper, man, I don't know what direction we're headed into.
I don't know either. I'm sorry, not Constitution, Bill of Rights. Let me correct myself. But yeah, I don't know. I'm curious just to know who's involved with this, man. So I would like them to come out public and show themselves, because I don't want to be around them or I don't want to be affiliated with them. I like to know what are they really saying? What are you really saying? Are you really saying you should be allowed to marry a child? A grown man should be allowed to marry a child? Because
cut you off, man. They basically saying if they want to molest a child, it's okay. Because they say it's a boy, not a grown man, not man on man, you know. It's bad enough they tried to pass, you know, trying to pass that. But now they're trying to take it farther to go to a boy and a man. You know, it's one extreme to the next. You know, it's terrible.
What kind of society are we? And I know this will never fly. This will never pass. That's why I don't even understand why they would have a group like this. The only way I can see them having a group like this is to get like-minded people together, because they know these people aren't in their right mind, first of all. So they do believe it'll pass, but they got to know damn well that a law will never pass that will allow a grown man to marry an 8-year-old child and up.
See, sometimes, man, you got to, you know, look at the tactics of groups like this. Sometimes these people may be off their rock or crazy, but sometimes they're intelligent people within themselves also.
Sure.
So for the fact of this may not pass, but it still, like you were saying, it still gives people a number to call that has those, you know, particular likes and interests. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
so
right.
If they do like boys or whatever, and love this interest, okay, the law ain't passed, but I know where I can go. I know what number I can call, and I know that's what this type of behavior is allowed and won't be frowned upon. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
You know, they got an address where they can go to, and, you know, still do what they need to do.
I believe
that's what they're doing. They're still marketing. They, like you're saying, they don't think it'll probably get passed, but they still would establish the numbers they need of like-minded people.
Right.
They're thinking this crazy shit going through their head.
I agree with you. I think that's the sole reason why they are even created a website like that. And I'm sure they got a legal team, and, you know, they found out what they could write on here and what they couldn't write on there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, frankly, I believe that was their only cause. I don't think they really set out to legalize anything. I think they're nothing more. I think that's nothing more than a front, a place for all these idiots to go and do what they do.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Nothing more than a front.
They just told you of their intentions and their mindset of, as far as they, you know, their direction of that particular organization, but they haven't committed any crimes, you know what I'm saying, as of this point, you know, as of admitted on that paperwork, but we know, we have no proof, but we see the direction it's headed in, you know what I mean?
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, I just find it amazing, man, because, you know, our kids... Here's the part that worries me the most. Our kids are vulnerable always and first and foremost to all this nonsense. You know, you got the pedophiles, you got groups like this, you have all these hidden agendas. I mean, when is it going to stop, man? When do we say stop? Now, here's the ultimate question now. Here is the ultimate question, because I don't believe that the government should control all things. I'll never go for that. We've been there before. No. That definitely didn't work for black people. We've been there before. Now, should a group like this be allowed to speak out in public? That's number one. And number two is, should they be cut off? Should a group like this be raided and investigated with the thought of them possibly doing what we all know that they're doing?
Regardless of their intentions, but they still got the freedom to speak no matter how bad we may agree with. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But as far as them being cut off and all that, I agree with that part. But it's really going to be hard to stop them if they just want to have peaceful protests or speak. You know, it's basically unconstitutional to stop that. Even though we all know, everybody with good sense, basically like my brother said, everybody with good sense know that this is just a terrible thing they're trying to do. But I don't know how can you actually stop them from just speaking.
Wow, man.
You know, I
don't know what to say anymore, because it seems like the common sense approach or the common sense opinion to all things or anything just don't fly anymore. It's like the more common sense I have, the more it doesn't matter.
It's a lot of situations are getting to that point now, because it's so many people thinking in other directions as far as, you know, I don't know. It's getting to where people, we grew up thinking one way, and now we're getting certain groups and everything is trying to say it's okay now.
Mm-hmm.
So when we got this, you know, I guess we got this generation gap on certain situations that people totally feel, you know, with me at 38, I totally feel different in certain situations than an 18-year-old might feel.
That's of course.
You know what I'm saying? So, man, I don't know, man. All I can do is shake. I'm like you. All I do is shake my head a lot of times these situations, because I really don't know. Can a lot of it be stopped or handled without the backlash a lot of times, you know?
So okay, I know you don't agree with NAMBLA. So I'm going to just wrap that up. But let me just ask you, I'm going to ask you about five questions. And I just want you to give me a yeah, no, and a quick response on if you agree or disagree and why, in one sentence, if you could sum it up. If you had to be the spokesperson for these topics, all right?
All right, that's wrong.
Same-sex marriage.
I don't agree with it.
And why not?
No, that ain't the way it's supposed to be, man. Simple as that. That just ain't the way it's supposed to be. It's the man woman situation, and other people may think differently or whatever. But you just because I just ain't nothing to politics or society or the news or the media can convince me to think otherwise. It's man or woman or nothing, man. That's just my feeling.
No, I hear you. I hear you, brother. I'm with you. I hear you. Mm-hmm. Okay, you get emotional when we start talking about topics like this and make you want to go crazy. Ah!
Yeah, this don't make sense to me sometimes.
This don't make sense, man. Make you want to scream or shake somebody or something.
Yeah,
all
right,
drugs. Should we legalize? I'm not going to go into hard drugs, because to me that's obvious, even though some people think that crack and cocaine should be legal to a certain extent for whatever reason. But let me just say marijuana for sake of argument. Should marijuana be legal?
You know, the more we talked about it, the more you gave your opinion, the more I swayed more from being straddling the fence to I lean more towards the no side of things now. But, like, for me personally, knowing somebody that had to do it as far as the medically situation, when I thought it was just basically a bunch of bull, you know what I'm saying, without doing all the research and everything on it.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen how it actually did basically help a person that was going through a few things. And
yeah.
And I thought, whatever, man, they just like to smoke. But it's actually knowing that actually did work in a certain situation, and I was blinded to the fact that until I actually had up front knowledge of it. So that's the only situation I would say yeah to, man. The medical side.
Okay.
The true medical side, not nobody just trying to get a prescription, somebody that actually really needs it medically.
Okay, hold on. Now, this got to be a bonus question. I'm not even finished asking my questions, but I gotta say this is the bonus question. It's two of them. First of all, does Snoop Dogg really need medical marijuana? What do you think?
Do we need it?
Yeah, do you think Snoop Dogg really need medical marijuana?
Hell no, nothing wrong with Snoop. Just like the smoke. He got society. Snoop is one of the only people that got society thinking it's cool to do it. But if
right.
anybody else do it, it's like, oh Lord, they breaking the law.
Yeah.
Snoop could smoke in front of Obama and he'll probably say, what's up, Snoop? You know what I'm saying? You know, Snoop got society thinking it's okay.
Yeah.
You know? He just got that personality of people just, I don't know, man.
I don't know.
He ain't nothing wrong with Snoop, man. They like the smoke, man.
Okay. I hate to be laughing so much like Tom Jones and them, because I hate when they laugh all the time in the morning. But anyway.
You know,
anyway.
Like you said, keep it real, man. Just keep it real. That's the
fact. Gotta keep it real. Gotta keep it real. Here's my other bonus question. Did you hit that medical marijuana joint when whoever was smoking it that you witnessed? Gotta keep it real. All right, we're gonna move on to the next question.
Hey, who's had technical difficulties? Go ahead,
yeah,
next question.
Having technical difficulties, folks. If you just listening, man, to KRRP Radio Show, hit us up, KRRPRadioShow.com online, 619-638-8559. We're talking about, is it legal? Hit us up on Twitter, add us to your Twitter, @ KRRP Radio Show, and me, @ NC Pudgy. Two more questions for my man, producer extraordinaire, Easy LP. E, I got another question for you, brother. Now, it's so many different ways we can go, but I'm just going to ask you simple. You can give me a yeah, no, and, you know, go into why you think yes or no. But
okay.
should prostitution be legal? And if so, what kind of boundaries would we place on it?
I just can't really endorse that. Like you said, we got this NAMBLA and all these other situations going on right now. I couldn't endorse another situation that's going to probably allow that. You know, premature. You know, that you're gonna have kids underage getting into that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
So I can't endorse this bald man situation. I sure can't endorse underage females getting into these situations like this and endangering themselves and their health.
Wow.
And so I definitely would say hell no to that one.
That's a BIG in my book for that. When you said endangering themselves and their health, that's real big right there. That's BIG in my book. Got to send you a T-shirt for that. Last question. And I want you to really think. I want you to think about it before you answer, because it's a bit of a twist to it. I guess there's no right or wrong, but I don't know. Check this out. I gotta go to a commercial. Can you stick around and answer this last question after the commercial break?
Yeah, I'm on.
I bet. I'm gonna go to a commercial, man. We only got three to play. Going to a commercial, folks. Stick around for the next question. I want y'all to call in and give me your answers. Hit us up on Facebook. Let us know what you think about this. You're listening to the KRRP Radio Show.
Do you have a garage full of old junk? At least you think it's old junk. How about a storage that you've been paying the bill on for so long and you've just been moving stuff into and you're ready to get rid of it when you look at it all the time? Well, if you do, make sure you contact Faulkner's Antiques before you throw it away. Again, that's Faulkner's Antiques out of Burlington, North Carolina. Faulkner's will pay you top dollar for estates, sterling, old furniture, pottery, signs, old toys, and etc. Faulkner's Antiques, they specialize in some of the most prolific antiques in this part of Eastern North Carolina or the USA. So make sure you contact Wayne Prophet at Faulkner's Antiques, 336-214-6427. Again, that's Wayne Prophet. That's the man you want to talk to at Faulkner's Antiques, 336-214-6427. 214-6427. And if you get a hold of Wayne, guess what? He'll come to you free of charge. And if you can't get to him at that number, make sure you dial this other number, 336-675-4897. And don't forget, Wayne Prophet at Faulkner's Antiques says, don't forget the reason for the season.
We're in warfare, and Jesus Christ is looking for warriors that are willing to fight.
We need to leverage our political power and our political interest in both parties. We have the opportunity to talk about how our values work, because when they're put in place, when we govern according to those values, they work.
If anybody is going to take on Mr. Barack Obama, it's going to be black conservatives.
When you push in abortion upon a population, you ask yourself, who's pushing it?
Democrats cannot win without the black vote.
The Jesse Jackson era is over.
Conservatism is neither white nor black. It's what's right. It's what's good.
Our community is everyone.
This is a Kingdom of God movement.
When I was in inner city, pastoring, what I saw was the Democratic Party making the inner city at that time a social wasteland.
Maybe it's you who needs to decide that you want something different and stop waiting for a politician to hand that to you.
We are serious about the mission that we have for the Frederick Douglass Foundation, and we stand on three basic pillars, and we don't apologize for it, but we are devoted Christians, first and foremost. We are proud black Americans and active Republicans. There are two issues that are facing our nation today that we don't allow anybody, if they want to get our support. You are pro-life and you believe marriage is composed of one man and one woman at one time. We may not be the organization for you, and that's okay. We're not changing who we are.
I don't understand that. They won't mention that the vice chair. When I tell a lot of people this, even Republicans, they say, wow, we didn't know that. They didn't know that the vice chair of the North Carolina Republican Party is a black man named Dr. Timothy Johnson. Timothy Johnson is also the national chairman and founder of the Frederick Douglass Foundation. They don't mention that the KKK was a terrorist arm of the Democratic Party. They just talk about what they did to blacks, but they fail to mention, they forget that one little detail. And another thing they won't tell you is that from 1929 to 1974, North Carolina had a eugenics board, and they passed the Sterilization Act, which they forcibly sterilized 7,600 people. Some of them as young as 8 years old. They don't mention that. Democrats were doing that.
Hey, if it's Wednesday night at 9:30 p.m. and you got nothing to do, I want you to make some time. Grab your slippers, get your robe on, get some comfortable clothes on, leave your rollers in your hair, and get cozy, real cozy, with a drink and your computer. If you've ever been to a coffee shop before, this is a coffee shop you've never seen before, right in the comfort of your own home. Late Night Mike, every Wednesday night at 9:30 p.m., starring your host, Katrina Watkins, poet extraordinaire, and the host Act Right, my man holds it down, the purely poetic Late Night Mike poetry show. Hey, if you wanted some good poetry in your life, make sure you log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/purely-poetic. WMMG, home of the KRRP radio show. This weather report was brought to you by SoundChew.com. SoundChew.com, one of the most prolific independently owned radio stations. One of the most prolific and radio, not radio stations, but an actual online community where you could add your music to, and you can do your American Idol thing. SoundChew.com gives away multiple gifts, man. They're always giving something away. So for all you artists out there, maybe your kids are artists, maybe you're artists, maybe you sing, you
dance, or whatever you do, you need to log on to SoundChew.com and join SoundChew. You know, they're always giving away something, man. So shout out to my girl Nikki over there at SoundChew, who just celebrated her birthday. Not sure what age it is, but shout out to you, man. I'm glad you had a beautiful birthday, you and your husband over there. Shout out to my man AJ over there at SoundChew. The weather report sponsored by SoundChew.com. Los Angeles, WMMG affiliates out there. Today was 70 degrees. I know they had the grills rocking. 57 degrees right now. Tomorrow, 68 degrees, partly cloudy. Tomorrow night, 55 degrees with a 20% chance of rain. My affiliates, WBYJ, 1500 AM, and WMMG in Washington, D.C., 63 degrees today. Cloudy, 49 degrees as of right now, partly cloudy, 73 degrees tomorrow's high at a 20% chance of rain. Tomorrow night, 57 with a 40% chance of rain tomorrow night in Washington, D.C. Greensboro, North Carolina, we've overcome those storms, you guys. We overcame those tornadoes. Hey, man, it's time to live on. We're gonna do what we can do to make sure everybody get back right and rocking. You know what I mean? So shout out to everybody out there who's trying to do right in the G Borough, Burlington areas, the Wilson areas. I love you all out there. I hope you guys, you know, I hope everybody's helping out, doing what they can do. I'm willing to help. Somebody hit me up, send me an email, give me a call, whatever you need. I'll try to do what I can do. Don't have a lot of money, but don't have a lot of time either, but I'm willing to give you what I do have. Greensboro, right now, 48 degrees with a 60-degree high today. It was a beautiful day out here in North Carolina, and Lord knows we needed it. 79 degrees tomorrow, partly cloudy with a 10% chance of rain. Tomorrow night, 55 degrees, partly cloudy with a 10% chance of rain. Going back to my man, producer extraordinaire, Easy LP, Real Hot Records Entertainment. Yo, E, you on the line, baby?
Yes, sir.
Yo, we're gonna end the show with you on this last question here, man.
Sure.
And, you know, we're gonna ask you this one question that's really up for debate, and a lot of folks know I dedicate my life to being an advocate to speak out about this, to, you know, to educate folks and talk about what's really going on out there. Do you believe that abortion should be legal or illegal?
No, you say the best for last, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Whoa. Whew. You know, it's been times when I changed views on this during the day. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
It's been times, you know. But at this time, man, I lean towards legal.
And why?
For me personally, never had to been in that situation before. I also think that sometimes people should just go ahead and put the child up for adoption, or, you know, offer it, you know, put it in a better place.
Right.
But I don't want to be the one to say I have to put this particular person through this 9 months to give a child away also.
Mm-hmm.
So, but to end the child's life is this one of the subjects that really just had me speechless in so many words. I really don't, I got so many different views on it. I change daily on this one.
Mm-hmm. What?
I won't. Go ahead.
No. You won't. You got the floor, sir.
I really want the individual to be able to make the decision. I just don't want the states and government to decide the person, you know, to decide what the person can and cannot do. Also, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I think the individual person, if you of age to be able to, you know, basically conceive a child and all that, I think you should be able to hopefully make the right decision if you want to have an abortion or not.
So you don't believe that the states should make it illegal, correct?
No, I don't think they should make it illegal. No.
Okay. Go ahead. What's your
question?
I didn't plan on going there. I can't help it. It's something I do and talk about every single day of my entire life.
I know this subject here is really one of them, man. This is a whole show right here. You know, this is a 2 or 3 part show right here, just on this subject matter.
Oh yeah, I will have several shows on this. Everywhere I go, I talk about this. I'm telling folks right now, if you book me to speak anywhere, you better tell me early not to bring it up, and I won't, out of respect for you. But I'm gonna bring it up. I'm telling you straight up.
But I'm curious to hear your take. Let's hear a little bit of it. You know.
Well, you know what? It's probably unfair because I'm so decorated with facts, but I can make it really, really, really simple. And
yeah, water it down just so you know you can get your point across. You know,
it is. I think according to what you believe in your religion, first of all. I often tell people your religion should line up with your politics. One party distinctly doesn't agree with abortion, distinctly doesn't support abortion at all. That would be the Republican Party. There's one party, and that doesn't go for, I'm not saying the people that belong to those groups. So folks need to get that straight. When you identify when you identify with the group, you identify with the principles of that group. That group does not mean you agree with everybody who belongs to the group.
Like, see.
And the things that they do. We're talking about what the party stands for. Understand? The party. And so anyway, taking out the political side of things, I believe in God, Easy. I'm a Christ-like individual. I believe in Christ. That's my ultimate goal, is to live my life as Christ did. Whether you believe, I think the word Christian is an ideology, because I don't believe we can be like Christ, but I believe we should strive to be. And that's where the goal comes. That's where the name Christian comes from. That's why we have to identify. We don't have to, but that's where identifying with that name, being a Christian, comes from. So frankly, I can't agree with killing anybody on the simple facts that you had a choice before you conceived that child to take care of yourself. You had a choice not to have unprotected sex. And if it did happen to me while having protected sex, that says destiny to me. So that child needs to be had. It should not be discussed that we need to kill that child, because frankly, if you lay it all out on the table, and I ask this people often, take choice out, because you got the choice to live or damn die. You have the choice to take yourself out right now, so nobody in this world can argue or stand on, it's my choice. Oh, it's my choice. Look, you got the choice to do what you want to do. Step out in front of a Mack truck if you like. You have the choice to do that. You have a choice to sit on your butt and collect unemployment. I'm sorry, I take that back. Excuse me, not unemployment, but welfare. You got a choice to sit on your butt and collect welfare and do nothing if that's what you do so choose to do. You have a choice to have 10 million babies if you can have them. You got a choice to go out here and catch AIDS if you like. We can't argue choice. That's a losing battle. There's no argument in choice. The argument comes in responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
You should be responsible enough to know that if I have unprotected sex without the intent of having a child, I might just have this child. There might be a child conceived. There's a great possibility of that. A great possibility of that. So
you'd be surprised of the education level on the subject, though, that how much people are not really educated. I mean, these young adults ain't educated enough on the subject, you know, and then they go out and make these mistakes. I just think, as far as this need to be, you know, just like a show as like yours, and other shows need to go out there and get, you know, spread the word to these young adults of how drastic a decision this could be. You know what I'm saying? But
right.
It's not talked about. Like you said, it's certain subjects that a lot of people like to stay away from, but this is one of the most important subjects that they want to talk about when it's time to have a child, but there's no education of the process before, you know what I'm saying, as the
right.
sex subject, and you know, and all this, they don't want to talk about it. People say, my child don't need to talk about that. We know we'll talk about it at home or whatever. It's just they don't put enough stress on educating the subject matter. You know what I'm saying? That's why I'm in the middle of the fence on it.
Well, from working with kids and talking to kids and coaching kids, man, these kids are much smarter than a lot of people like to give them credit for. I think first and foremost, you should respect them. And I know I said the thing about drug tests earlier. I'm not contradicting myself, but that's just something I believe. That's something that, you know, if I have suspicion of my kids, you know, and I know I'm getting off just this topic, but, you know, talking about respect of these kids that aren't being taught about abortion, that aren't being talked about protection. I mean, how about once upon a time we were taught abstinence? I mean, and I'm not a fool. I know everything that we look at and turn around and see is provocative for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe we need to control what our kids see so much of. And maybe we need
that's
to.
Exactly right. That's what I mean. That's exactly the direction I'm talking about.
Sure.
You know, the parents, I mean, it's a lot of the kids just learning on their own.
Right.
Instead of being guided. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. That's a fact.
Too much self-taught instead of actually learning the right
yes.
way to do situations, you know.
Sure.
Yeah, so I totally feel you, man. I totally feel you.
Well, check it out. You got any shout-outs before you go, brother? I got another call I need to get on here. We got about 17 minutes remaining. Any more shout-outs you got?
Man, I'm good. We good on this end.
Hey, look, check this out. I heard about your show, man. I don't know how often you do your show, but I would love to get you on WMMG. We got a couple slots open. I know you do your producer special. It's kind of a little secret thing going on. You don't really do it for the public. But, I'm in the music world, so I'm privy to a little bit of that information. And since you produced a lot of tracks for me, man, I would, let's talk about maybe bringing your producer talk show over to WMMG. I mean, you know, I don't know if you're good with that, but we're sitting at about 126,000, 130,000 listeners. So it might be worth your while. We can talk about some contracts offline if you're good with that.
Oh, I'm definitely. I got both ears open.
I mean, you know, not trying to take you away from what you do. I know you do your thing with Jimmy Iovine and all the big labels, Universal and all this and that. But let's talk about it, man. I'll hit you up. I got your number. I appreciate you, man. You B.I.G. in my book. I'm going to send you a T-shirt, so send your email. No, I got your information anyway. So, hey, I'll be in touch, my brother. Keep listening to the show, man. Every Sunday night, 8 o'clock. I appreciate you, brother.
All right, man. You too, man. Be easy.
All right, one love. So we're talking about legalizing it, 619-638-8559. You got a chance to get your call in. We're talking about legalizing it. We're talking about drugs, talking about prostitution, talking about abortion. We're talking about a number of things. And we also talked about NAMBLA. Make sure y'all look these idiots up, NAMBLA.org. Going to a call out of the 336 caller. You are on the line. What's up?
Hey.
Hey, you got a few minutes. You got anything you wanted to say? Sorry I kept you on hold so long.
Yeah, I just want to touch on pretty much all the subjects that he talked about tonight.
You got the floor.
With the NAMBLA, that was pretty informative because I've, never really heard of the organization before. But it's bad enough that people in situations, they know about, child abuse and they turn a blind eye. But, these people, they're trying to regulate a man in a sexual relation with a child. That's totally wrong. So, I mean, I think that's... that's a good thing to know because if you don't know about, what battles that you have to fight, how are you going to go against these things? How are you going to keep these from, being legalized?
Right.
And about the weed,
yeah,
I'm going
down
the list because, I caught you.
You smoke?
Do you
smoke? Let me keep it real. Do you smoke?
No, I've never smoked weed. But,
wow.
I mean, I've had a lot of friends, growing up that, they smoke, like, every day. But I think it should be legalized because, one, it could be monitored a little bit more efficiently. And I think there should be, like, age restrictions. Just like, you know, now they have, like, if you get ready to go get your child some cold medicine, you have to show ID, and, you know, you have to be over a certain age. So, you know, I think it should be legalized like that. You know, you can't have a certain amount, or, you know, then there's, like, a flag or something up. But I do think it should be legalized. And hold up,
well,
let me go
well,
down
hold
my list.
Hold on 1 second. Hold on. Let me play devil's advocate on the legalizing it. So, if you legalize marijuana, let's say, okay, if you legalize it, we all know that once you legalize something, it's a standard, right?
Yeah.
So we would all see people smoking in public. People would be smoking outside. So once you legalize it, how would you know where someone got it from? How would you know if it's actually what's legalized or what's illegal?
To tell you the truth, I don't know. But I think, like, if it's legalized, I mean, with people smoking in restaurants and things like that, I don't think, you know, somebody should be smoking in a restaurant because, you know, I don't want to catch contact. You know, I want to be out with my kids, you know, out eating somewhere, you know, all of us catching contact. But I think, you know, people should be allowed to smoke in the privacy of their own homes.
Mm-hmm.
And, I just think it should be, you know, just how they do with cigarettes because, like, really, you know, I mean, I hear people talk about old school weed and, you know, what's in it now. I know that I knew of people when I was going to school that were lacing it with, like, cocaine or, you know,
right. Whatever
else. And I think it'll be a little bit safer, you know, because, I mean, like, you know, the drug companies, you know, they're probably, you know, they would know exactly what's in it, what's mm-hmm. not in it. So I think it would be better in that aspect. So then that way you actually know that you're only smoking marijuana.
So you're saying that the companies could make a different potency so there would be no need? I mean, are you saying there would be no need to, like, lace it and do all sorts of crazy stuff with it because, you know, the drug companies can make it more potent? Is that what you're saying?
No, not necessarily, like, more potent, but, you know, like, let's say for people that use it for medicinal purposes, you know,
right. They
may have, like, a certain strength for let's say they have glaucoma or whatever, multiple sclerosis. I do. They have multiple, like, have MS.
Right.
They could use it because
I
heard
that,
you know, it has positive effects, you know, for people, you know, with MS.
Yeah,
so, you know,
they
will probably have a certain strength, you know, like prescription strength, like,
right.
You know, like you have painkillers, you know, there would be like a prescription strength, and then there would be like over the counter.
Okay.
So then that way, you know, you don't have to worry about, you know, you don't have to worry about what's in it.
Got you. I got you. I hear that. So what else is on your list? Since you said you made a list.
The next thing on my list was you were talking about should abortion be legalized?
Right.
And I really want to say no.
Okay.
But I believe everybody should have, you know, their own freedom of choice. But I think if it is legalized, I don't want to be funding somebody's, you know, I don't want to be donating to anybody's abortion fund. Like, if I'm not having it and if I don't agree with it, I don't want to pay for it. You go pay for your own.
So you must know about Planned Parenthood, you know, since you said that. You must know about Planned Parenthood and the funding of that company, right?
Yes, I don't want to be paying for anybody's abortion. But I think that if it is legal, you know, that, you know.
It's illegal now.
By it being legalized,
right.
I think they should have, like, when a woman goes in and says she wants to have an abortion, that they have counseling where they see it from both perspectives. I mean, like, from, you know, every aspect of, you know, once you make this decision, you know, what's going to happen. Like, I think they should actually go in and watch a video or, let's say, somebody that is going to have one right then, because
mm-hmm.
I noticed that a lot of people a lot of the ones that want to have an abortion are younger. And sometimes they just don't want to be bogged down with a child. They want to go out and party or they want to go and I mean, you know, some people, they want to go to school or whatever. They want to be successful, you know, and all that. But most of the time I'm hearing it's usually just younger girls. They're scared that their parents are going to find out. So in order to keep from hearing their parents' mouth or, you know, have everybody jumping on their back because, you know, they had a child or, you know, that they are with the child, then they will go and they will have an abortion just for that fact, just because they're not woman enough at that time to deal with that situation. So that's one reason that I think a lot of abortions are being done. So I think that should be like a psych evaluation as mm-hmm. to why they're making that decision. And then, you know, like they should keep account of like what their economic status is, how much family support they would have, you know, if they do have this child. So they can send them to different resources.
They actually claim to counsel women before they actually go through the process, and actually the counseling is a part of the process according to Planned Parenthood. But I've been privy to information, and I've spoke to folks who work for Planned Parenthood, a couple of nurses, and I won't give their names, of course. I can only be as honest as telling you that one of those particular people told me that some of these women have changed their mind on the abortion table, on the table where they were actually getting ready to do the procedure. And they were coerced into, you know, saying it's going to be okay. Just go ahead through it and, you know, this, that, and the third. So let me say this. You got any shout-outs before you go? I got another caller. We got about 10 minutes to go.
Oh, yeah, I want to give a shout-out to you. I listen to your show every week. Keep doing what you do.
I appreciate a shout-out to you, caller from the 336, anonymous, I guess, going to a caller out of 254. But before I get that call, I just wanted to say this. If there's anybody in the world that listen to this show, all 100,050 or whatever it is, 130,000 of you plus, if you want to see an abortion and you feel like that will help you make your choice decision, hit me up, KIRPradio@gmail.com. I will get a CD in your hand that will shock you, knock your socks off. Going to a caller out of the 254. Caller, you are on the air with Pudgy. What up?
What up, Pudgy? This your little brother, Mikey, man.
I'm glad
to be on the show tonight. I want to comment on pretty much everything, NAMBLA, abortion, Planned Parenthood, all of that, you know. I feel like as far as the NAMBLA, that's nothing but a whole bunch of pedophiles just making themselves legal.
Yes,
so,
sir.
You know, that's my outtake on that.
I'm with you. Definitely.
Yeah, definitely. And as far as abortion, you know, God is to give a life. You know, who are we to take it into our own hands and abort a life? You know, there's many different situations, you know, that come up. You know, I've seen situations where young girls are raped, but, you know, even then, you know, it's still, life is too unique. You know, I posted a message on your site, you know, life is too unique for us to just take it in our own hands. Who knows what that child is going to do? You know, if we would have been aborted, who know? You know, so you know, we're later on in life, we become advocates for different things. You know, we end up helping out in ways that impact other people's lives. So you never know what life you abort. You know,
Wow.
You know, I'm glad to be able to get my comments out there. You know, if you got anything to ask me, you know, I'm more than inclined to provide my output.
Hey man, that was powerful to me. just hearing you say that, I mean, just simply, life is so unique. Life is too unique. Who are we to take away something that God gives us? That's powerful, brother. Let me ask you about the drug issue. Do you believe any drug should be legalized, Mike? And if so or not, why do you feel that way?
I myself don't believe that it should be legalized. Being that we come from the same place, you know. I have done drugs in my life. I've been, you know, young and dumb, like they always say. But to be honest, you know, you grow up into things and you realize what kind of impact they have on your life. Mm-hmm. So really, I mean, no, I don't believe that drugs should be legalized. I mean, I heard the the person that was on the radio before me, you know, commenting saying that, you know, even if it were to be able to be done in the privacy of our own homes, you know, too many things get out of control too fast. You know, you allow stuff to go on, even in private, you know, it's gonna still have a heavy weight to go along with it, you know.
Right.
And people are going to take it and twist it and turn it in whatever they want to turn it into. So I believe just to keep it all squashed and at the level that it is now, just still hold it where it's at. You know, we've been doing good. You know, you're going to have people that do what they want to with it, either way it goes. But, no, I don't think you should legalize.
Man, that's big. And I got about 4 minutes before the show closed. Got to get one commercial in. But before I go, I got to say one thing to you. First, let me say, if you got any shout-outs. You got any shout-outs? You want to give anybody any shout-outs, show some love to somebody?
I got a shout-out to you. I got a shout-out to all my wide awake family, you know. One love. I'm concerned with all my family out there who went through the storm recently. You know, just a big shout-out to all my fam back on the East Coast.
Wow. Yo, I want to say this, man, and you know, also shout-out to everybody who went through the storm, too, as I said at the beginning of the show. And if anybody missed the show, just log back in the website, krpradioshow.com, and you can replay it. I'll post a replay I'll get somebody to post a replay on Twitter and all that. But anyway, I wanted to say real quick to you, Mike, and to my other family out there and to everybody else who are soldiers or who have been soldiers or who are active or inactive, I wanted to be real clear because I think some people got me twisted on the issue where we were talking about this funding and all this bill and, you know, the military not being paid. I stand on what I said, first of all. I stand on it. I'm just trying to be more clear. I think it was disrespectful for the military to be included in that political hoopla, that game that was played. I think it's disrespectful. So to all you soldiers out there, I just want to let y'all know that people like me, we keep y'all in our hearts and our souls, man, and I appreciate everything that y'all do, man, from building schools to going out and actually engaging in the war in combat action to building bridges and roads or whatever you got to do, digging ditches and holes. I really appreciate it, man, and I don't take that for granted, man. Oftentimes I think about what y'all going through. Right now on my wall here in the studio is a bayonet and a hat in the conference that one of my buddies gave to me and said, give it to me when I come back home. He did come back home, and I didn't give it to him. He said, hang on to it in case I got to go again. So anyway, I just want to say shout out to you, Mike. I appreciate you, man, fighting for this country just like everybody else who've done it. And I respect you guys, man. I respect you guys more than I can even damn put it, more than I can even say. So appreciate it, man, with all my heart, all right?
Definitely. Keep it real. Keep it real, buddy.
Definitely going to keep it real, man. That was my man, Mike McClain from the Wide Awake. He's on another coast now. Got to give a shout out to my people out there, Purely Poetic. Every Wednesday night, 9:30 p.m., blogtalkradio/purely-poetic. You heard the advertisement. You'll hear it again in just a second. I'm going to end the show with it. Got to give a special shout-out to my people at the Frederick Douglass Foundation. There's a lot of things going on, folks. God is trying to talk to a lot of people, man. I personally believe. I remember back in my home in Wilson, North Carolina, where a lot of things happened, and we did get hit with a hurricane one year when it flooded. I think I was in college at the time. But I just want to let y'all know that, man, if you weren't praying before, you need to be a praying person now. I know you hear me curse and this, that, and the other. That does not change my faith. That doesn't change my heart and who I am and my love. That's one thing that is true. The surface stuff I can work on just as well as I hope you work on it. Pray for me as I continue to pray for y'all. All I can tell y'all is to keep it real. Keep it 100. Stand on with what you believe. Keep supporting me, man. I'm trying to do something that's big, trying to do something that's probably not popular. But it is what it is. Any kind of information I give y'all, best believe it's true. It's not because of theory. It's not because of something I personally feel. It's just based off truth, man. Truth and love, that's the only angle that I'm coming. That's the only game I'm running. So if it's false, it's real. Shout out to all my people out there on KRP Radio Show that sit up on the shots. All my Twitter folks, appreciate the love, man. I hope y'all hit me up next Sunday, same time, same place, 8 p.m. Be looking for the topic soon. We'll try to post it earlier this week. One love to everybody who listening, man. Real gon' recognize, real gon' recognize, real, real. Phony gon' recognize, still, I reckon I will. Like we always do with this time, I go for mine, I get to shine. Now throw your hands up in the sky. I go for mine, I get to shine. Now throw your hands up in the sky. I'm still on the scene.
Hey, if it's Wednesday night at 9:30 p.m. and you got nothing to do, I want you to make some time. Grab your slippers, get your robe on, get some comfortable clothes on, leave your rollers in your hair, and get cozy, real cozy, with a drink in your computer. If you've ever been to a coffee shop before, this is a coffee shop you've never seen before, right in the comfort of your own home. Late Night Mike, every Wednesday night at 9:30 p.m., starring your host, Katrina Watkins, poet extraordinaire, and the host Act Right. My man holds it down. The purely poetic Late Night Mike poetry show. Hey, if you wanted some good poetry in your life, make sure you log on to blogtalkradio.com/purely-poetic.
Even though they all say that they're real, I know that most aren't. Boy, you think you're clever, don't you? Girl, you think you're so smart. Come with me to another side of the world so cold and so dark.
WMMG, home of the KIRP radio show, baby. We are now 100,000 listeners strong, and it's all because of you. If you want more information about KIRP radio show, hit us up online. You can visit the website at www.kirpradioshow.com. Again, that's www.kirpradioshow.com. If you're logging online and you're on some social sites, make sure you hit us up and like our page on Facebook. That's facebook.com/KIRP Radio Show. Add yourself to the page. You can leave a comment. You can talk about the topics, and we'll try our best to get them on and read them off on the show. And if you're also on Twitter, send us a tweet at @KIRP Radio Show, and you can hit up the host, and that's me, that's Pudgy, @NC Pudgy. Like I said, we are now over 100,000 listeners strong, and it's all because of you, baby. We started out November 28th, 2010, and now we're taking it through 2011 and beyond. We are the KIRP Radio Show, and if you don't know what that stands for, that's Keeping It Real with Pudgy, baby. If you want more information about emailing, or you want information about advertising, or you want to know where we're going to be here and there, hit us up at KIRPradio@gmail.com or WMMG500@gmail.com, and someone will get back to you as soon as possible. Like I said, it's all because of you, baby. 100,000 listeners strong, and we're going on from here. I appreciate you, and one love.